From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
To the class of 2021 and the family, friends, teachers, and neighbors who helped them along the way, congratulations, you did it. Graduation might look a little different this year, and it'll almost certainly feel different. But whether you're celebrating with a small crew in person or gearing up for another virtual event, this is your moment, which is why we're bringing you the commencement you deserve, full of wisdom to help you step into the real world and enter a brand new normal. Ready to get inspired? Put your hands together for Aaron Andrews.
Hello, class of 2021. You made it. The time has arrived, and congratulations to you all. I'm sure at this point you've heard it over and over again, but it can't be emphasized enough. To be able to continue and follow through with your education after everything you faced this past year says so much about who you are. And it says so much about your mindset, your determination, and your ability to adjust to unpredictable scenarios. Forget your final exams. That was truly one of the toughest tests you will ever face. So give yourself some credit. Be proud. Really take the time to acknowledge what you were able to overcome and how you found success. I promise you, these tools will help guide you on your upcoming journey. Now, I've sat and thought a lot about what I could share with you about my mindset when I left school. And I'll be honest, I didn't know where my first job was going to be. I didn't have any idea when or where my future would begin. All I knew is my parents were taking me home from the University of Florida. I was going to live with mom and dad, and we were going to see where this thing all worked out. The one thing, though, I was very, very sure of is that I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. Good or bad, there wasn't a second option for me. That was it. And I was going to put all my energy into this dream. And I still do. Much like all of you, I am competitive as hell, right? We all have this fighter mentality. How could you guys not after everything you've been through this year? We look at every day as a new hurdle or task we need to conquer. While this attitude is very much ingrained in me, I've had some help along the way. I also love looking at quotes from people I admire in the sports world. The great Vince Lombardi, he has some of the best out there, like this one. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. That's easy, it's simple, and it's to the point. And if you know anything about Vince Lombardi, you can just hear and see him saying that. I wish I had as good of an accent as he did. I would do it over for you guys. For me, I've never worked this hard for something in my life. Yes, I've had some success in my career, but in order to continue it or be where I want to be, I keep grinding. I keep grinding like it's my first day at ESPN. It's the only way I know how to operate. And it's become an obsession, but a healthy one. Another one from Lombardi, once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. How clear is that? Of course, there'll be times in your career or your life, you may just want to give up. Take the easy way out, not push yourself as hard. Don't even entertain that thought. Don't allow that to become routine or a reality. Now, even though I'm a proud Florida Gator graduate, I am not afraid at all to look at the 7-time national championship winning head coach, Nick Saban, for insight. How could you not? I've had the honor of covering Coach Saban in my career, and it was nothing short of inspirational. The man knows all about excellence and demands it from those around him. I'm not kidding. You walk out of his athletic facility standing a little taller and expecting more out of yourself. Here's one of his quotes. Focus on the process of what it takes to be successful. I'll say it again. Focus on the process of what it takes to be successful. I love this quote. I love it so much because I hear it all the time from winners like Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and like I just said, Coach Saban. They all talk about this process, their process, their organization's process, the team's process, honing in on what they need to correct and perfect for the best results. That's all that matters for you and your journey too. Advice and keys to the game can work for others, but focus on whatever your course to achievement is. That leads me into another Coach Saban saying I try to live by. Do what you do and be who you are. Now, I know Coach Saban and I can see him saying this and I love it. When I first started in this industry, I was so caught up in trying to sound like everyone else, making sure I fit in, wanting to look the same, and wanting to go with the flow, not be a disruptor. But then I began to realize I am different. I do add a unique spin and twist to sports broadcasting. That's what makes me who I am. That's why I stick out. And that's where you can find your personal success. My final quote I will leave you with goes back to Coach Lombardi. It's one I take to heart every day, and it goes hand in hand in being your own person. He said, confidence is contagious. So is lack of confidence. Believe in yourself, believe in what you stand for, and believe your hard work will guide you through this incredible journey. Congratulations to the class of 2021.
You can find the collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.